Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Stevens, who is vice president with Shaw Contract. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. I know you're in Baltimore at Neocon East, and that's the reason I wanted to catch you. Before we get into the show, I know it's the first day of a two-day show. Just tell us first, you're head of marketing with Shaw Contract. Tell us a little bit about how business conditions are doing as we're in the third quarter of 2012.
Yeah, Kemp. Yeah, I think business is actually fairly strong. At Shaw Contract Group, we really try to drive and participate in every market segment. So we certainly don't look at it monolithically. We try to look at, you know, healthcare, education, corporate office, retail, hospitality, et cetera, separate businesses and separate markets. But in general, I think the overall market continues to slightly improve.
Okay, and the Neocon East show that you're attending, I know it opens today. You know, when you start thinking about that, that show has been popular and then kind of waned a little bit. Now it's back in popularity. It's in Baltimore. The very fact that it's in Baltimore means that it's got somewhat of a GSA focus, doesn't it?
It does. You know, there are a tremendous number of government specifiers and government agencies that come up from D.C. and the D.C. area to the show. And there's a lot of interest around specific products and materials and programs that are targeted and tailored to the government. There'll be a lot of information on LEED. There'll be a lot of information on government procurement in some of the seminars today. So while it's certainly not only a government show, that does drive a lot of the traffic and the interest, both from the participants and also from the vendors who show here.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about government, because we did an article on government and flooring not long ago, you think maybe, you know, it's a little bit of Pentagon, it's a little bit of office, but government, they buy everything. They buy all different types of flooring. It's almost a subset of its own, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Government, the way we look at it, almost is a way to buy. It's not necessarily a segment in and of itself, because you're exactly right. Government is healthcare. Government is office. Government literally is retail. It's housing. And you and I know, both living in the city of Chattanooga, that owns a hotel, so government could be hospitality as well. So it really is across the board, every product category, every segment type. And one of the reasons why we're so successful in that sector is because we have such a broad range of materials that we can supply in every market category and every type of use that the government's looking to procure for.
Okay. So this is the first day of a two-day show. Has the show opened? Are you on the show floor now?
I just stepped off the show floor to take your call, but yeah, it's starting to get busy already.
Do you go every year, and how do you think this one's going to compare to previous Neocon East shows?
Yeah, we've been here for years and years and years as a long-time supporter of Neocon East, and I think it will be like Neocon in Chicago this year. I think the traffic was up slightly. I think it'll probably be the same here. Mm-hmm. There's certainly some uncertainty in government market and procurement with the administration, with the election coming up in 2021 days. But there is a lot of robust activity. Our business in the D.C. Baltimore market has been, you know, continued to be strong, and certainly the government sector is a catalyst of that business and that growth. So I expect a lot of traffic. There's a lot of people who are looking for new solutions and looking for products both in the private and public sector to go into projects, and they're here to talk about that.
Okay. And true to form for Shaw Contract, you guys usually take a very visible position when you go to a show like this, and you're actually sponsoring one of the keynote speakers. You're sponsoring Todd Bratcher, right?
Yeah, you know, Todd's terrific. We did a collaboration with Todd, who's a Brooklyn-based designer who, you know, he's had a range of experiences. He was the creative director for Tom Dixon for a while. He's worked for Capellini, Fritz Hansen. He did some work for companies in the States like HumanScale and HBF. And we did a collaboration called the Music Project that we launched a year ago. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to be able to introduce Todd, and he's certainly a good partner and a good friend.
Okay. When you think about getting ready for Neocon East, I know when you get ready for Neocon, I mean, you're ramping up new products. It's the beginning of the cycle in the commercial market. Are you introducing anything new? Tell us a little bit about Shaw Contract's message for Neocon East.
To some degree, we're taking what we showed at Neocon and we're bringing it to our client base here on the East Coast. You know, we won Best of Neocon for the 11th year in a row with Dialab, and we're certainly prominently featuring that along with a couple other collections that we had at Neocon, one of them focused in the healthcare market unearthed, and another one natural palette that's focused more on the corporate sector. So we have those three collections in our space, but we're talking about a lot of issues with our clients here. One of the main issues that we're discussing is Lot Tots, which is a new installation system for us that provides really great ease of installation in occupied spaces, and especially with our government clients looking for sustainability in not only product, but also in process and installation process. I was on the floor for about 50 minutes before I took the call, and I think we had three clients there going through a demo of that already.
Now, we're close to Halloween. Is there a little bit of a Halloween theme? Take, for instance, I know that the AIA got together with Neocon East, and they're doing this construction that helps the Maryland Food Bank that has somewhat of a ghoulish theme. Are you seeing a lot of Halloween themes there?
I haven't yet, but I'm sure that the day's early, so tonight there's no telling what sort of ghosts and goblins will be running around the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Yeah, construction is fantastic, and I'm really excited that AIA is doing that here. That's something a lot of our folks have been involved with, AIA and markets across the country, and it's, one, it's a blast, but two, certainly it's a great cause to be able to provide food to the local food bank in Baltimore.
All right, so last question. Neocon Chicago is a huge show. Give us a feel for the scope relative to Neocon in Chicago as far as, for those that aren't there, and since we're just doing audio, tell us a little bit about the scope of the show.
Okay, it's fairly smaller, and we're here in the Baltimore Convention Center, so there's no permanent showrooms, but you know, a lot of the people you would expect to see at Neocon, from a furniture standpoint, from a fabric standpoint, lighting, materials, flooring, are here, and they're doing some really creative things with their spaces, and it is a great way to bring new products and technologies and this conversation about materials and design to the East Coast, and especially the Baltimore-Washington corridor. You know, we'll see clients from far away as New England are here. We see a lot of buses that come in from Philadelphia, from Pittsburgh, from Virginia. It's a great way for us to have, you know, conversations with our customers here and talk about design and talk about what Shaw Contract Group is doing. You know, this morning, Reese Duncan, our creative director, led a seminar on color evolution. They had a huge turnout. So it's a really great way for not only us, but all the other people in the industry to bring Neocon to the East Coast and to have those conversations with our clients.
Okay, great, John. Appreciate it. Again, we've been talking to John Stevens, who's Vice President of Marketing with Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.